This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I didn't suddenly make this movie and start practicing Hinduism. It's just something that's been part of my life for a very long time.
I'm a Christian, and I pray to Jesus Christ, our Savior.
It's now about one in five Americans who say the president is a Muslim. We also see in the poll a substantial drop in the percentage of Americans who say the president is a Christian.
The devil always has the numbers. But the devil, as we say here in Texas, is all hat and no cattle. He's got the numbers and the appearance of power, but it's all a lie.
Indiana truck driver, drive this shit to Sandra.
I think it's been there for decades, just perhaps not recognized, or we didn't have the proper terminology to describe it. But nowadays, you say religious left, and most people know what you're talking about. You're talking about, by and large, a loose affiliation of politicians and religious leaders who represent something left of center with regard to moral and social issues in the United States. So it's not difficult to define the religious left. It has taken a while for it to be recognized, and yet I think it probably is now. What perhaps isn't recognized is where the support for some of the religious left has been and is coming from. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Monday afternoon, August the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin today's program talking with Mark Tooley of the Institute on Religion and Democracy about George Soros's funding of evangelical organizations. Then we'll spend the rest of today's show talking about pastoral advice for college students and their parents. Campus Pastor Marcus Zill will be our guest. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. You can leave questions or comments there on either of the subjects for this hour of Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Mark Tooley is president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy based in Washington, D.C. He's author of a recent article for the Weekly Standard titled George Soros's Evangelicals. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you.
Mark, why would an atheist billionaire like George Soros give money to evangelical groups like Sojourners or support other evangelical causes?
Well, from his perspective, it's a smart investment in that Jim Wallis and other evangelicals have successfully portrayed themselves as evangelical centrist and a supposedly reasonable alternative to what they think are the excesses of the old religious right, and they have been very effective in winning especially a lot of young evangelicals to liberal political causes, and certainly got a significant chunk of especially young evangelicals to vote for Barack Obama in 2008. So I think that George Soros made a wise investment.
Richard Cizik was long associated with the National Association of Evangelicals in Washington, D.C. Track his move from kind of the mainstream of American evangelicalism, at least in that sense, to the George Soros fold, literally.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and Richard Cizik by himself almost represents the trajectory of many evangelicals from the conservative side to the left side. But he, as you know, represented the National Association of Evangelicals in Washington, D.C. across almost 30 years and had been fairly conservative and representative of most of the constituents of that organization. Starting in the early 2000s, became increasingly outspoken about global warming, almost to the point of making that his chief cause, and almost to the point of the National Association of Evangelicals having to clarify he was at times speaking for himself and not for them. But he went a step too far when 2 years ago he went on national public radio and virtually endorsed civil unions for same-sex couples and indicated he was undecided about same-sex marriage. And that created such controversy that he was very quickly forced to step down from the National Association of Evangelicals. He very quickly gained an affiliation with the United Nations Foundation, which, of course, is bankrolled by Ted Turner himself, another atheist, very liberal billionaire. And then after that, Richard Cizik gained a fellowship with George Soros' Open Society Institute, which he seems to have held for a year, and while retaining that Soros affiliation, was able to create this new evangelical left group that he now is heading. And I don't know if that's directly funded by Soros. We'll have to wait a couple of years before those documents become available, but certainly he created that group while still affiliated with George Soros.
Jim Wallace of Sojourners also, at least according to Marvin Alasky's reporting in World Magazine, received funding, or at least the organization received funding from George Soros, and yet Wallace was either ignorant of this or unwilling to admit it. What happened there?
Well, that's fairly remarkable because Soros' Open Society Institute on their own website listed their grants to Jim Wallace's Sojourners group, and of course, like all public foundations, they have to publicly reveal who their grantees are, so it was not a secret. And so, as you mentioned, Marvin Alasky of World Magazine reported that publicly available information last month, and in a later interview, Jim Wallace angrily denied any Soros funding and denounced Marvin Alasky as a liar, likening him to Glenn Beck, who has been another nemesis for Jim Wallace of late. And then very quickly, when confronted by the document showing the grants, Jim Wallace put out a retraction acknowledging at least three grants from George Soros, adding up to $325,000.
It's odd. You note in your story in the Weekly Standard that some refer to George Soros as kind of the evangelical left's King Cyrus. What does that mean?
Well, that was amusing in that somewhat surprisingly, Richard Cizik returned to the very same National Public Radio program with Terry Gross, which had caused his forced resignation from the NAE 2 years ago. And during that interview was asked how he had survived after losing his longtime employment with the NAE, and he explained his fellowship with George Soros' Open Society Institute and joked that some of his friends had referred to George Soros as sort of a King Cyrus to Richard Cizik, of course referring to the Old Testament Persian king who helped the Jews return from exile back to Zion.
What is, if you could kind of put it in a nutshell, Mark, what is the agenda of the religious left? I mean, as we've talked about, two of its principal figures, Richard Cizik and Jim Wallace, and why should George Soros have any interest, being an atheist, in funding that? Do their interests overlap?
They do. Evangelicals are the largest religious demographic in America. About one-third of Americans are evangelical. They were the decisive voting bloc in several election cycles over the last 10 to 20 years. Certainly, they facilitated George Bush's election and re-election, and Obama was able to win in part by getting a sizable minority of evangelicals. So the evangelical left wants to tear evangelicals away from their traditional conservative voting habits and their traditional special focus on support for marriage and support for pro-life, and to get them instead focused on environmental issues and government health care issues and causes of the political left that usually involve expanding the federal government. And increasingly, they are having success, as I mentioned, especially with young evangelicals.
So their basic message is, if evangelicals are going to remain a vital political force in the United States, they need to stop painting themselves into the corner on the life issue and on the marriage issue. Am I simplifying?
No, you portray that accurately. The evangelical left would say that Republicans and conservatives have used evangelicals, and that evangelicals have too narrowly focused on those, especially marriage and life issues, and they need to expand their menu of concerns to especially include the environment and, as I said, health care and opposing war and so forth and so on.
With only about 30 seconds, the old saying is that he who pays the piper calls the tune. What would your warning be to the evangelical left with their association with George Soros? 30 seconds.
Well, just to be more discerning, to understand that George Soros is on the far left and does support pro-abortion causes and anti-marriage causes and pro-euthanasia causes, and as he pushes a big government agenda and is in alignment with people like Jim Wallace, evangelicals need to be discerning how that is compatible with traditional historic Christianity.
Mark Tooley is president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy based in Washington, D.C. He's author of a recent article for the Weekly Standard titled George Soros's Evangelicals. You can read this article at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Mark, thank you very much for your time.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to be handing out some pastoral advice for college students and for their parents. It is that time of the year where, well, last week before last, this week, and on into the first week of September, the kids are showing up on the college and university campus. The parents are perhaps dropping them off. A whole new set of challenges, a whole vista of educational opportunities. What's the best pastoral advice for these students and their parents? Pastor Marcus Zill will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoota, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of Issues Etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support. Equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.